Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the WrestleTalk podcast. Audio listeners won't be able to see this, but the wonderful Membergs on our YouTube channel exclusively can. It's me and Chopper Pete in a celebration gimmick.
Yay! Hello. Hi. How's it going? Are you having fun?
The bow tie itch. I would say of all the skin on my body, The neck is the most prone to irritation.
I mean, you were the guy on the SummerSlam live rec, just be like, oh, can I just wear the mic on the outside? Because, you know, it just gets a bit itchy.
It gets,
you know,
a little bit irritated.
But I think you're the only one that thought that.
Luke did the same thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but Luke's a sheep. He'll just follow anything that anyone says.
He did do it after I said it.
Yeah.
He probably looked at me and thought, oh, the cool kids are now saying their tum-tums hurt. I want to be a cool kid.
Exactly, yes. I'm still getting things set up. I don't even know if I've got all this sorted.
Yeah,
I haven't even got notes. Here we go. There's my notes. Okay, we're good.
I'm sure you'll talk at length about this in the actual podcast, but you are now a hundred... You are a Centra champion.
Hell yeah, I'm a centurion. Trying to find a way to combine champion and centurion. Centurion.
Yep. Centura Jam.
Centura Jam. That's me. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Perfect.
Centura Jam. Sounds like a name that the Apprentice team would give themselves.
That's perfect. I was going to say an American Medicine, but yeah, close enough.
Yeah. Oh, have you had your Centura Jam shot?
Ask your doctor for a Centura Jam.
The goddamn hot medicine industrial complex. Trying to get me to take a booster jab.
Side effects may include talking for 30
jam.
Minutes about the side effects. Side effects may include jam. You're right.
Side effects of injecting yourself with jam.
Yeah.
No side effects. You're going to have a good time. Okay, but we're not doctors. This is for information purposes only.
Yeah.
We don't want to start a new TikTok trend.
Oh, God.
Where all the kids are injecting jam into themselves.
Yeah.
I heard of a TikTok trend. Beaning. Have you heard of
that
this?
That sounds sexual. What's up?
It's not
that
sexual.
Okay.
Well, it could be.
Yeah.
So this was the... I can't remember what bean company. It wasn't Heinz. I'd have remembered it if it was Heinz.
Okay, right.
They issued a statement being like, just be wary, parents, or if you have children in the household who are of teenage age, if they start taking beans or various cans of stuff from your cupboards, it might be because of the beaning.
Okay.
And the beaning is where you open a can of whatever, most likely beans.
Sure.
And you smear it over someone's car.
But why, though?
Yeah. Well, why a lot of things?
Yeah,
when
true.
I was a kid, The hot thing was to go into a supermarket,
uh-huh.
grab a carton of milk,
yes,
throw it up in the air,
uh-huh.
make it smash on the ground and slip over on it.
Yeah.
And that was enormously funny.
I feel so bad. Looking back on some of like the pranks and stuff, it's like just made whoever's working that day, yeah. just made their life miserable for basically no reason.
There's no point crying over it though.
Oh, he's on it today, everyone. This is going to be a good show.
Did you have a good sleep after Extreme Rules?
No, I didn't. No, it was a bad time.
Too excited for Raw?
Yes, that's exactly what it was. Well, the thing is, after Extreme Rules, went back and recorded the edited preview, wrote the script and recorded that, got to bed at about 6:30 in the morning. Set for about 4 hours, came in, did the podcast review, went home, and originally was scheduled to play D&D that Ooh. Night in my campaign. Luckily, it turns out that one of the guys couldn't make it, so we cancelled, which is good because I started falling asleep on my sofa at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I should probably stay up a little bit longer because 6 p.m. is a bit early to go to sleep. I managed
not for baby chop chops.
I stayed awake for another half an hour, and I was like, can't do this. I'm getting into bed.
Yeah.
So I got into bed at 6:30, passed straight out, and woke up at midnight and was like,
no,
balls.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
That happens when you're unwell. That's the only time I experience that. I'm really well rested.
Yeah.
And it's midnight.
Well, I wasn't particularly well rested, but I was like, I mean, it's midnight and I'm probably not getting back to sleep for a while. I tried my best. I was tossing and turning, could not get comfortable for the rest of the night. Got to sleep at about between 4 and 4:30.
Oh, God.
But then my alarm went off at 5 because I needed to come into the office early because I forgot my laptop charger in the office because I'm an idiot. So I had to come in early for it. But alarm went off at 5 and I was like, I'm so tired. I need more sleep. Like, I can't be dealing with this and getting up. So I set an alarm for 1/2 hour. So I was going to go up at 5:30 instead. And go.
That'll do you the world of good, that extra half hour.
It didn't, funnily enough. And then it got to about 5 to 6 and I was like, I need to leave in 5 minutes. I should probably get up. So I got up very quickly, grabbed my stuff and left. So I didn't have any time for a shower, which is why I smell real bad.
That's, you don't, I mean, the pod, so far,
there
is no extra function for the listeners to smell you.
Yeah,
but
which
Pete
is good.
Did apologize to me as I soon did. As I walked in the room.
I did, because I was like,
I'm a ripe Peter.
It's not the phrasing I used, but yes, the sentiment was there.
You lifted up your arms above your head like Kelly Kelly. You rotated your head in a big circular motion to, uh-huh. so your nose hit both of your armpits, and you went, right!
Yeah, no, that's it. Perfect. That's exactly what I did.
So you were going to have Dungeons & Dragons night.
I was.
Nerd!
Yeah.
Why don't you do something cool like this guy who watched Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan?
Khan!
But
you did the meme.
My lady partner came in. Like, she got back from work. What, like 7:30? So I was in the last 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried her best because she needed to eat.
Mm-hmm.
She tried her, and our lounge is in the same place as the kitchen. We're in a small flat. And she tried her best to not make noise
mm-hmm.
while unloading the dishwasher.
Oof.
But it's not going to happen.
No.
Instead, she's just creeping around, mm-hmm. making very slow,
yeah,
but ever-present noise.
Mm.
And I just, like, I couldn't say to her, can you stop? Because she was trying. And it's the, like, you know, spoilers, Spock sacrifices himself for everybody.
He does.
Like, not even a question. He just goes, the needs of the many outweigh the few. Doesn't even say that, but you know that's what he's just thought.
Yeah.
And he goes downstairs, he gets himself, I don't know, warp radiation, and he dies.
Yeah.
And it's heartbreaking.
Hand on the thing, right?
I am forever your friend.
Jim. Yeah. Oof.
And I just did not emotionally connect with me. That's the whole reason I watched the movie for that last bit.
Yeah.
And Khan's chest.
Of course.
Which is tit heavy. But yeah, it was ruined for me. We should probably get into the main show.
Yes.
I don't know who Luke usually
I'll
throws.
Do it. What a crazy Raw. The hot shot budding.
Beaning on Raw. That's Riot Squad techers, that is, isn't it?
The hotshot booking continues on Raw. Because we not only did we get the WWE Championship match, we then got a second WWE Championship match in a steel cage. We had an Extreme Rules match, not an Extreme Rules. We had all sorts of stuff. And we had a Hurt Business reunion. Hot damn!
Keith Lee came back.
Keith Lee came back and he's Bearcat now as well. Meow. Yeah, let's talk about it. Days as champion, everyone. We may pop. There we go. It was just not work. Have another one. Do it properly. Do it properly. We need to celebrate.
No,
it's
wait,
100
wait,
days as champion.
Let me look more into the middle of this.
Fire the thing. God, that smells, doesn't it? Yeah! We're celebrating today, everyone. It's 100 days as your Jam That champion. As my sash says, it's all about me. I've got my manservant here, Ollie Davis. I am your Jam That champion for 100 days and counting. Chopper Peak Quinnell, isn't this a glorious day, Ollie?
It's a fantastic day. You're the best champion this company has ever had, Chopper Pete.
Thank you. I didn't even tell him to say that. That's just off his own back. Isn't that right? We've got the Celebrate Bunting. We've got Party Poppers. We're just having a great time here today. That's what it's all about. Nothing to do with Raw. So let's talk about Raw.
The Hurt Business are back
together. Hurt Business are back. What a day. What a day.
What a day.
Oh, this is so exciting. They did it just for the 100th day of champion. I'm pretty sure they did it as a celebration for me.
Keith Lee came back as well.
He's Bearcat now.
There's two championship matches.
There's four on this show.
Did something else happen?
There was four championship matches on this show.
Eva Marie got wiped out.
Did she turn babyface?
She's always been a babyface in my eyes. But we're going to kick off talking about the Hurt Business reunion and how that probably, I mean, I reckon that means nothing for Raw.
Yeah.
You think they're going to get drafted to SmackDown immediately on Friday?
I don't think so. And I'm also worried that this might have been a one-night reunion.
They had the Hurt Business t-shirts
on. I know they did. But I'm worried that Lashley gets drafted to SmackDown and then Cedric
without.
And Shelton... Yeah, without them. And then Cedric and Shelton just go, oh, well, back to a tag team, I guess.
Look, if Lashley goes to SmackDown, he needs Cedric and Shelton for two reasons. Mm-hmm. One, obviously, is to create a proper six-man feud with the Bloodline.
Okay.
Spin off those tag matches with the Usos. Mm-hmm. Secondly, he's fighting Goldberg, and Goldberg needs someone to occasionally spear in the build to the match. Because there's no MVP there anymore.
You got a point? Yeah? No, you got a point for that. That makes sense. Counterpoint to that. Mm. I guess they'd have Goldberg on SmackDown, wouldn't they? But USA probably wouldn't be happy with that. So they'd have to have, I don't know, Brock will go to Raw and just not challenge. Or Roman will go to Raw. No. And him and Big E will just swap titles.
I reckon everyone's going to be on SmackDown.
You reckon?
I think Becky stays there. I think Brock's there. I think Roman stays. Mm-hmm. Bring over Lashley.
Lashley, Drew, get
the
them all
The Rock
over
will yeah. be there eventually.
Yeah. Yeah. Raw's just going to get shafted then.
Yes.
Awesome.
And it's about time because I've enjoyed myself far too much these 3 weeks. 3 weeks that have followed the same template, which I guess you could accuse of being repetitive. That's been the long-running thing with Raw in the pandemic. Mm-hmm. But it's the kind of repetitive in format which I don't mind because at least it's exciting. Because yet again, we had an opening match that was cool. No, wait. There is a DQ, but we're going to send these fans home happy, these homes fan happy.
Yep.
And we're going to have it again in the main event with a slight alteration. So we've had this with Tag Team Turmoil. We had this with the six-man tag last week. And now we've had it with Big E and Bobby Lashley open the show for the WWE Championship. Had an okay match, but then the Hurt Business just randomly reformed. The New Day took them out, DQ. And it comes back again in the main event in a steel cage.
In a steel cage. This Raw was so extreme that it might as well have been Extreme Rules. Mm.
It's Monday Night Extreme Rules.
Monday Night Extreme Rules. Because not only did we have the steel cage match in the main event, we had a no disqualification, no count out match with Damian Priest and Sheamus You know what another word for that is? An Extreme Rules match. Yeah. I guess they didn't want to call it that because it wasn't at Extreme Rules, I guess. But then we also had loads of championship matches. This was basically a pay-per-view card, but rubbish.
Well, yeah, I think what we're getting at least in the next month period, B-level pay-per-views are not as important as TV.
Yeah, which is kind of baffling and backwards that pay-per-views don't mean as much as TV, because I feel like you can put on big TV and also have big pay-per-views.
Counterpoint. I think pay-per-views do mean more in WWE's eyes because SummerSlam, Crown Jewel, Survivor Series, those are the shows around this show.
Yeah.
And I have no doubt those are going to be huge. But Extreme Rules, they just didn't care about it. It was a B-level show. It was fine. It had a stupid finish. But it's not something they wanted to focus on over TV, which has the draft. They prioritised TV this month, and it certainly made my life more enjoyable.
Oh, yeah. I'm not necessarily complaining about that, but I will say that it's probably... I wouldn't call it a B show. I call it a C show. Because the A shows are the big pay-per-views. The B shows are TV. Yeah. And Extreme Rules is less than that.
Yeah, it's a C show.
It was a C show. Which people have to pay for. Anyway, we're getting away from the point here. Because, yes, we had that... The Hurt Business just kind of came back together. That I thought it was quite well done in terms of camera work, where Big E did the dive on Bobby Lashley. Dived to the outside and kind of looked up, and suddenly, we didn't see him beforehand, he looks up and Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander are there with the Hurt Business t-shirts on. It was like, oh! Hurt Business reunion?
Yeah.
Is that happening? And then they were just kind of standing there. It was like, all right. I was like, this is actually quite cool. I'm liking this so far. And then it didn't quite get executed properly after that. But
I was staring right at them. Yeah. And I looked at them and they're wearing Hurt Business t-shirts. Mm-hmm. And I said, do you think this means the Hurt Business in fact? But like genuinely, I'm so stupid when I watch wrestling. Why, what was it for you that wasn't executed perfectly here?
So it was after that, New Day came out and brawled with them into the ring and brawled with them onto Lashley and Big E in a pin. Lashley hit a spear on Big E. So potentially was going to win, maybe, sort of. But then they all brawled onto them and then caused like a double DQ, no contest, and then they all brawled. But then after that, we had a Lashley promo backstage later. And then after that, we had like Hurt Business interference in the main event. And I know it's still the first week, but I would have hoped we'd have got maybe a reason why they came back together, because it was quite an acrimonious split.
Yeah.
I wanted a reason for them to just be like, we like you now. Just some sort of explanation. Backstage prime, anything at all on the show. But yeah, no, you're right. Take that understanding.
Here it is. Everybody, again, I'm going to ask you to reach to the screen right now and touch my hand.
Mm.
And right now to enjoy this show and to take the positives where the good Lord gives them to us. We're going to thank WWE for putting the Hurt Business back together.
Yeah.
What would you prefer, Pete? A world where the Hurt Business isn't together, but you get reasons for stuff?
Yeah.
Or a world where the Hurt Business are back together inexplicably?
I think I'd prefer reasons, but that's just me.
Touch the screen, Pete! Touch the screen! Of course, yes.
Yeah.
And it's not just like that Bobby kicked them out.
Mm.
It's also Shelton and Cedric. They properly feuded.
Yeah, they sure did. Yeah. Yeah, there was all of that too.
But it's draft time. It's like it's the new season reset. It is what it is.
It's still fun.
Yeah.
I had fun. It's been Hurt Business. Hey! Blech. Again, if you don't think about it, it's fine. If you just, you know what? As people have been telling me for months and months and months, just turn your brain off and it'll be fine, right? Just turn your brain off and it's a good show. And you know what? I tried for this week. I really tried to just turn my brain off. This was superficial fun.
Yes. And that's what it is. It's sports entertainment.
Mm.
So then Adam Pearce came out, restarted the match for the main event.
But in a steel cage.
In a steel cage. Thank God they just have that hanging over the ring, I guess.
Just ready, just in case.
And the main event was Lashley beats up Big E round the ring first. Then they have the match in the ring. Like you said, there was the interference, although that was cut off. It didn't really change the result of the match. It was... What would you call it? A draw in terms of interference.
Yeah.
And then Big E won with the big ending of the second rope. And that's how the show went. Well, Drew McIntyre then came out, Chewing challenged Big E, really, for the title. Yeah. So that's where we're at. My criticism wasn't so much about the reasons, because I've given up on that. It was more that I just felt like there were a few warning signs here for Big E, in that he was beaten up in both matches for 90%. And it was only the last three, four moves where he hit his finisher and he won. And that's how they used to book John Cena and Roman Reigns. And it's not a style I like, especially for the champions.
No. And especially because this has been a long time coming for Big E to get into that main event scene. And everyone knows how good he is in the ring. He's been amazing for ages. And having this style of him just getting worked over, I don't think it worked. It can work. Very rarely, it can work for a character like a babyface Sami Zayn or a Johnny Gargano or something like that, who's proper underdog, gets beaten up a lot, but always finds a way out of it. For Big E, I just don't think it works for him at all. I think he needs to be a bit more dominant. And it was like every time he'd get like one big move in, he'd do like, you know, big overhead, belly to belly. Be like, okay, here's the Big E comeback. And then he'll get cut off again. Which in theory can work. It's like, oh, you still want this thing, you still want this thing, and you build to when it finally does happen. But the payoff never really came because it was like, the comeback never happens, it's just, and he wins. And then that was it. Which, I'm glad he's winning. That's a plus. You know, if you shut your brain off, he's winning. That's great. But yeah, it just felt a little bit worrying that he's just going to be worked over forever.
So Lashley has now lost three times. Like, he was pinned in matches where he didn't need to be pinned three times in a week. So last Monday's Triple Threat, Extreme Rules is six man, and then Raw here. And it was Drew McIntyre who comes out the end and is like, "All right, big lad, I'll have you next." With his sword on Big E.
The first bit was fine, and the second bit was not.
What happened? Is I was so surprised how good the first bit sounded. I got in my own head. I tripped myself up there.
Oh, boy, that's amazing.
I went Dick Van Dyke. Or even worse, Lin-Manuel Miranda in Mary Poppins Rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
He is terrible in that. to me, that looks like, okay, we all thought Drew was moving to SmackDown. Mm-hmm. But actually, because Big E is now the champion, Drew can challenge for the belt again. That gives him something to do. To me, Lashley's been beaten a bunch. He's just got a six-man unit. Move him over to SmackDown on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, I was all for just moving Lashley to SmackDown by himself, but with Hurt Business, sure. Yeah, why the hell not? I think it'd be a great addition to the main event scene, and maybe you can get a bit more. SmackDown needs some bloody tag teams. Please give SmackDown more tag teams. So yeah, having Cedric and Shelton go over would be a nice addition for their tag team division. Having that, and maybe you can have kind of them win the tag belts off the Usos to try and further the Lashley-Reigns feud. Like a totally work.
Perfect.
So, yeah, I think that it would be a great idea.
I'm furthering this as well.
Mm.
So the problem with Hurt Business going over to SmackDown is that we don't get the Hurt Business New Day feud. I certainly won. You get Hurt Business Bloodline. However, you've got Survivor Series in November. Why not just tell an interpromotional feud of all three teams? Bloodline, New Day, Hurt Business.
But you see, that wouldn't be Raw versus SmackDown.
I know, but just give me this one.
But that's telling a story, and they don't do that.
Please, WWE.
They don't do that. Stop getting up your expectations, because it is just going to be Reigns versus Big E.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Shall we have a look at what people are saying on the Hurt Business reunion?
Let's do that.
WrestleTalk.com/support. Please get in your Ultra Chats. We'll read out everyone over $5. Anthony Velasquez. I would not mind seeing Bobby Lashley and the rest of the Hurt Business go to SmackDown. Would definitely love to see a Hurt Business versus Bloodline feud. Mm. The Guilty Hat. Call me negative if you must, but I can't praise WWE for reforming a group that should have never split up in the first place without even trying to tell the story of why it happened. It's all flash and no substance and should be treated as such.
Yes.
I agree with you. But please, put a healing, helping hand on the screen.
Just respect the flash.
Vandalia, 1998. Ollie, you mentioned in your review you wanted the newly reunited Hurt Business to go to SmackDown to feud with the Bloodline, but which team would turn face if they do? Or would it be a heel versus heel one? Also, Pete, have you defeated everyone yet?
I haven't faced Luke, I believe, as champion. Mm. Don't think I faced... Technically, me and Tempest faced you and him at Double or Nothing, and we won, though that wasn't around the championship. Haven't faced Luke, and I haven't faced Adam, mm. I believe the two. But I have beaten you, and I've beaten Laurie, and Andy doesn't count.
Well, hopefully, you know, one of them can...
Can what? Can what?
You know...
No, go ahead. What are you going to say?
Take the title off you.
Take the title off me? That's funny. That's cute. No one's ever taken the title off me. 100 days and counting. And all I need to do is retain a crown jewel. Longest reigning champion ever. Can't wait.
But which, I'd say for that feud, though... Tweeners. I think people love the Bloodline. People love the Hurt Business. You can. I think people will cheer them all. It's not usually with heel versus heel dynamics. It flattens out the crowd. Mm. But I think this is a very. There's always an exception to the rule, and I see this one being it.
Yeah, I think if they just do, if they try and build it around big meaty lads doing big meaty things, people always cheer for that kind of stuff. So yeah,
meaty.
Yeah, I think that could work.
Well, we'll get to the rest of your Ultra Chats at the end of the show. But for now, let's do the play-by-play of the episode. If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button, enable notifications to always on. Thumbs up. How many people we got watching right now?
Right now, we have 1,240.
1,240 people. Put your thumbs on the screen. Touch the screen. Fist bump me and press the thumbs up button. So we opened with the Big E Lashley match that we've already covered. I thought that was another part. I feel like this show did make an effort to tie up a lot of loose ends of the hotshot booking from the last 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Like, really, they've told quite a complete Lashley Big E story.
Yeah.
They've just done it in 3 weeks when it's 2 months worth of content.
Yeah, realistically, yes. And they've just kind of rushed it all into, like, multiple matches in the same show kind of thing when they could have realistically spaced it out a little bit to make a longer story. Yeah, absolutely.
And I think another part of this episode was kind of soft reintroducing and repackaging people. Mm-hmm. Some of it was done last week, so people remember who's who in the draft. Mm-hmm. And one of those is Angel Garza, who had the next match against Eric of the Viking Raiders. Garza is in this tag team with Carrillo, and Carrillo distracted Eric with a rose. Angel Garza got the win.
Was it a rose?
What was it?
I thought it was his tearaway pants.
Was it?
I thought so.
I wasn't paying that much attention.
It was something, and he went, "Hey!" That was it. That was a distraction.
I mean, why would Eric be distracted by either a rose or a man's pants?
I don't know. Just don't question it.
There was a turkey leg.
There's a lot of distractions on this show where it's like, why are you getting distracted by that? But don't question. Understanding. Take it out.
Carrillo's on the apron. I'm certainly going to be like, why is this guy on the apron? That could potentially interfere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, why the hell has he got some pants?
Yeah, exactly, right? Quick point as well. Carrillo looks great with a beard. I think he looks much better with a beard. And I think it really fits the characters they got going.
Yeah. I like them as an act.
Yes.
I hope they stay on Raw.
And I'm a massive fan of Angel Garza. So more of him is good.
Ricochet versus Reggie came next in a 24/7 title match.
Quick point on this one. Big nitpick, but I don't care. Ricochet's graphics, they called his finisher the 630 Splash. It's not a splash, it's a senton. Come on, WWE. It wouldn't be a 630 Splash. You'd have to start upside down for it to be a 630 Splash. Sort it out.
Was that Jimmy Smits?
No, that was the graphic that they had during his entrance.
Oh, what, like the little facts you didn't know part?
Twitter, @ King Ricochet, signature move, 630 Splash. It's like, it's not a splash, is it?
I think it's a rib from someone in the back.
Sure.
Really, you know, because you can't like poop in someone's sandwich in the locker room these days. Because Ricochet had liked a tweet making fun of the Finn Balor finish on Extreme Rules. So that's how you punish them.
Yeah.
You call their name, the moves of their name slightly wrong.
Just slightly wrong. Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, who knows if that's connected to Ricochet suddenly being booked in a 24/7 title match. It's not. It's not out of context with how they've been using him, to be honest.
Yeah, maybe.
But Drake Maverick and all the D team are watching at ringside.
Yeah.
And they're waiting to catch Reggie. They cause the DQ. Reggie flips away from them.
They cause the DQ. And then they attack Ricochet.
I was confused by that.
Why would you do that? The plan is to attack Reggie.
I'm starting to think that this team of guys Drake Maverick's assembled might not be the guys for the job.
I don't know, man. We're already talking about it for longer than the segment was, so we should probably move on.
Well, after that, Akira Tozawa stayed in the ring. We did go back to a Riddle interview with Kevin Patrick, which was Riddle was very funny, I thought.
He was, yeah.
And Akira Tozawa's in the ring, and he's going like, I challenge anyone. I want to fight. Come out and fight me. And who should come out but Keith Bearcat Lee?
Keith Bearcat Lee. That's official now. That is his name. It is Keith Bearcat Lee. And as you mentioned in your editor review, I don't mind the name so much now that I actually know the significance of it.
Yeah.
Because I was a bit cynical before.
Well,
and that is ignorance on our part of just not knowing.
Oh, yeah, right? But I think it's tied into, I will defend my ignorance.
Sure.
Because it's
of course
not,
you will.
It's like, there's for me and for a lot of people, Keith Lee isn't someone that really needs to be tampered with.
No.
He's a former NXT champion. He already went into sort of the main event scene upon his debut. He was excellent in that Survivor Series match in the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah,
big boy.
That they feel the need to tinker with him in just the most ridiculously tiny ways that won't have an effect. I don't think Limitless or him just being Keith Lee is what's holding him back from breaking through.
No.
The addition of Bearcat isn't going to do anything. So it's not that me going like, oh, stupid Bearcat name. It's not me crapping on a legacy I did not know about. It's me crapping on WWE for tinkering with stuff they don't need to.
That's fair. Yeah. I mean, that's totally fine. And I totally get that. Of just, not understanding why they're changing it. I get that. But a lot of people just didn't like the Bearcat name. And that does have
it. It still is a bit silly.
It is. But it actually has some sort of significance. And it's not just.
Yes. Yeah,
they're not just calling him a Bearcat. Because that's weird.
What do you think of Lee here?
if he's supposed to be a monster heel, putting him against Tozawa is not the person to do it. That's what I'd say. Because his offense is exciting. He's quick and he did massive close-up. People go, oh, wow, kind of thing. And people get on board with Keith Lee. So if he's supposed to be a monster heel, have him beat up a proper babyface and not someone that no one cares about because people are just going to cheer it. But the offense was very good. So
I think, again, it's just that sort of remember who this guy is. There's a draft.
Yeah.
So totally. Probably didn't want to beat anyone of substance.
Yeah.
He was very angry.
Yeah.
He this wasn't smiling. Keith Lee, babyface.
No.
Yeah.
He's a heel. No.
He's a bad guy.
Yeah. Which is fine, because I think he can make a very good bad guy. He's a big lad.
Yeah. Big E cut a promo on Bobby Lashley. Then we got...
just real quick. Firstly, Big E serious promo is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Love Big E serious promos.
As was Lashley's later
yeah,
on.
Yeah, no, they're both great promos. Yeah. And they cut to the ring and they show the steel cage ready for later. And Corey Graves go, Corey Graves on commentary, there it is, the ominous flesh-shredding structure. Like, who says that?
Ugh.
Who talks like that? Stop it, WWE. Stop scripting people like that. Nobody talks like that.
Flesh-shredding
structure.
Like a cheese grater.
Ugh. The ominous flesh-shredding structure.
I think that's... Yeah. Surely that's a gimmick that's been done in TNA. Like an actual cheese grater walled dome. Yeah, then we got Damian Priest versus Sheamus. There's no reason for this match to happen. Damian Priest has beaten Sheamus multiple times. Mm-hmm. He pinned him the previous night in the triple threat.
Yeah.
You know, ideally, to set up this match, you would pin Jeff Hardy. And
yes.
then Sheamus would go, ah, you never pinned me, fella.
Fella.
Let's go at it one more time in a no count out, no DQ match.
Extreme rules.
That didn't happen, but I find it hard to complain because this match was awesome.
It was very fun, wasn't it? It was really, really good. Why this wasn't on the pay-per-view, I have no idea. But hey-ho, it's great. We got it on Raw. So much fun. And this was a proper Extreme Rules match. They called it no DQ, no count out, but it was an Extreme Rules match. Really cool spots. They did some really good table bumps as well.
Yes.
A white noise off the apron through a table, and the table did like a proper explosion. It was awesome.
Like proper flew apart.
Yeah.
One half of the table ended up 6 feet away from them.
Yeah, it was awesome. Really, really fun match. Like loads of kendo stick spots, like loads of like welts appearing on their back from the shots and stuff like that. You could feel like the physicality of it was really good. Chair shots, all sorts of stuff thrown into this match. And I really liked the finish as well, which was just them. There was a corner set up in the table, a table set up in the corner. And it was just them going back and forth, trying to put each other through this table. Like, I'm going to whip you here. No, I'm going to throw you. Oh, no, counter, counter, counter. And eventually Priest just chucks Sheamus straight into the table, gets him up, hits a reckoning. That's the win.
Yeah.
Decisive win for the champion. Like it. Great.
Yeah, there's that argument, isn't there? Sheamus was rolled up the night before. He was caught by surprise. Maybe that's what builds this.
Sure.
But yeah, and this was a decisive win. But yeah, it was good. And also, great way to counter the bro kick. Chuck a chair in his face.
Yeah, that was a spot, wasn't it?
That was awesome.
That was great, yeah.
Yeah, so really good match there. Jeff Hardy, who was the guy not pinned in the triple threat, then teamed with Mansoor and Ali to lose to Jinder Mahal, Veer, and Shanky.
Okay, this might be a hot take.
Mm.
I really liked Veer in this match.
Veer gets a lot of love from people.
I think he's quite good. Mm. He's got quite a lot of presence. I don't know what it is. Like it's the visceral like yelling that he does in his match. Whenever he's going to do like a chop or a move or something, and there's always like a shout that he does before. It's like what? And he goes in for it. I'm like whoa. It's quite scary. Like that's really good. Yeah. I thought he was quite good. He got the win in this match, and I thought he looked all right. You know, I'm not going to say he's the best wrestler ever or anything like that, but I thought he looked all right. And also, Jeff Hardy and Mansoor and Ali cut a promo in Gorilla before the match, and Jeff Hardy said, "Get ready to twist their fate." That's not good.
What does it mean?
It's not good. It's not a good line.
Twist their fate.
Twist their fate. I don't know. I don't know what it means, I'll be honest.
Veer's cool. He's got a big bushy beard.
He does have a big bushy beard. He's a big lad. He's good.
Ali as well, who was the guy pinned, I think.
Yes, yeah.
Him and Mansoor, so good together.
They're great, yeah. I'm not sold on Shanky, but I think Veer is very good.
But Shanky's tall.
He is.
Karrion Kross cuts a promo earlier in the day. He's in a suit. And then he came out in his Zardox outfit to defeat Jackson Riker. The crowd were quiet.
My note was the crowd are electric for the former NXT champion. That was sarcasm.
Even if they piped in the crowd noise, I think even that would sound boring.
It wasn't good, was it? Crossjacket, he wins in a couple minutes, by the way.
Yeah. What did he say in the promo?
It was terribly scripted.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you. It was like, you will feel the evisceration of the but lots of big words that no one ever uses. Yeah. Lots of that.
I might use them.
Uh-huh.
What's the longest word you know?
I mean, the longest word, right?
But do you know it?
Anti-disestablishmentarianism. Yeah, that one. But also, there's been several times where I've written my script for the news in the morning and you've gone, two big words. I'm going to have to cut that down. I don't use these big words.
It's because I'm talking to the public.
You're saying they're too stupid to understand the big words.
These people.
I'm the heel here, Ollie.
These people aren't going to know Ver from Dum's effect. Doudrop went backstage, said to not the authority figures, Sonya Deville and Adam Pearce, that she'll face Charlotte because Charlotte has issued an open challenge.
I don't know if that's the way it works, but sure, that's fine. I always thought it was who comes out.
Who gets to the... Well, you know, Doudrop has smartly thought, rather than have to race Jazz Hands to the entrance, I'll just ask...
Yeah, just ask, can I have that? And they go, yeah, right.
Sonya.
Also, Sonya continues to despise Naomi for some reason. And he's saying, you know, unlike Naomi, who doesn't deserve to be on the SmackDown roster, ugh, hate her. Also, yeah, you're right, Doudrop. Yeah, you can have that match. It's proper, like... Why do you hate Naomi? Like, what's your beef, man? I don't understand.
It's completely, like, weirdly placed.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of here for it. You know? It's just so weirdly irrational.
Yeah.
And Sonya's a good performer, but even she can't make the way these jammed in references work.
Jammed in?
She jammed it in,
yeah.
But yeah, I think Sonya or whoever does the drafts, that'll play into it. Naomi will stay on SmackDown.
Yes.
And they'll be like, Rrr.
Yeah. It'll be fine.
Then we got the Bobby promo on Big E. Very good.
I really enjoyed Lashley's line in this promo where he's just like, I could pin you, I could submit you, or I could walk out the door. It's not quite as dominant, but yeah, sure.
Maybe start with that one and escalate. To the win your championship.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like Goldberg has kind of crapped on everyone now because he's going to kill Bobby Lashley.
He sure is. It's going to be great. I'm excited.
Oh, but is that the new bitch? How are we going to make this promo work? I guess you could threaten to murder him.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay, yeah.
Throw in the kill
word.
Where do
you go from there?
That'll be fine, yeah.
That is hotshot booking.
Power word kill. That's a D&D reference.
Become a real man and watch Star Trek. Then we got Riddle versus AJ Styles, and it was great.
Yeah.
Like because when these two have wrestled in the past, Amos gets not involved. Sometimes he gets actually involved. Other times people just get distracted by the man's height because he's so effing tall, Pete.
He's so tall.
But this one, you know, it was just Riddle and AJ, and they told a good story. Like, they just got to do their own thing in the ring.
Yeah, and they have great chemistry. They just do what they do. They just wrestle, and it's fantastic.
I liked how many moves they did.
Yeah, they did
so many moves.
Just so many, and that's all you need in a match. Just do lots of moves, and it's fine.
There was one when AJ just... I haven't written it down on my notes, annoyingly. I've got the burning hammer, the floating bro into the calf crusher.
Let's talk about that. Burning hammer? AJ, all right.
AJ just knocks that out occasionally in a setup move now.
Yeah.
Just feel like,
although to be fair, that was a burning hammer into a Styles Clash, so that was okay. I'm all right with that. But yeah, that was wild. Just seeing that again
because Riddle was going for the RKO.
Yeah,
so story beat there for the autumn relationship. But no, AJ just caught like reverse something that Riddle was doing into a kind of pump handle backbreaker.
Oh God, yeah.
You know the bit, and
it was
just
pump handle gutbuster.
Yeah, that was it.
Sorry, what was it? I can't remember what he was doing, but it was a great counter.
And like, of all the flashy things, you know, burning hammers are quite rare. Mm-hmm. That floating bro into the calf crusher. That bit, I was just like, oh man, I love AJ. That's so slick.
I wrote on my notes here, I might have mentioned it on a podcast sometime in the past. I think that AJ Styles is the most versatile wrestler in the world.
Mm.
In that he can do literally anything and do it well. Whether he needs to do technical wrestling, mat wrestling, high flying, a dominant heel, a comedy heel, put on a five-star classic, whatever you need him to do, he will do it well. He's just the best. I love AJ Styles.
I think Lucha is missing from his arsenal.
He can be a high flyer, you kidding?
Yeah, but Lucha's more like arm draggy.
He can totally do that. What are you on about?
I was going to say he's in the conversation, but Kenny Omega is the most complete, I can go to any style and dominate wrestler for me.
I think it's close between them. Yeah.
Bullet Club, guys.
Yeah.
So AJ beat Riddle, which is nice because AJ got a win, which he doesn't get many of these days.
Yeah.
And then Omos got to come in. Chokeslam Riddle.
Bit of fun.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Omos needs to stand tall at the end of any segment he's in.
He already does.
Yeah.
He's so tall.
Throughout, and then he stands a little bit taller.
Yeah.
So yeah, Omos is definitely getting a push. Do you think either any of these guys and Randy Orton will be drafted anywhere?
I wouldn't complain if AJ and Omos went to SmackDown.
Mm.
And then you could have Omos versus Reigns. More seriously, though.
No, but that is serious.
More seriously, AJ Styles versus Reigns.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Give me that.
I feel like I haven't had that for a while.
I know, right? Yeah.
Randy Orton wasn't on the show.
Mm.
He misses a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Maybe he's earned it from his ridiculously long career that he's had.
Yeah, I think his... You know when he had the contract negotiations with it?
Yeah.
Well, didn't have them with AEW, but he certainly teased the idea.
Mm.
I think part of his negotiations were, I'm only going to work this number of dates.
Maybe.
And WWE have to work around his schedule.
I mean, he ain't getting any younger. Mm. He can definitely still go, as we've seen, but maybe just wants to work a part-time schedule. And that's totally fair.
All the power to him.
Yeah.
Shayna Baszler was walking around backstage. She wouldn't answer any questions about hurting Nia Jax.
Sure.
Then we got Doudrop coming out for her match against Charlotte. Charlotte's still wearing that Venom-themed gear.
Literally right in my notes. Hey, Ollie, did you notice that on her gear it looks like a
It's happening.
It's feeding into the Alexa Bliss story.
It's happening.
Totally.
That's been dropped.
Yep. They didn't even mention who Charlotte beat at Extreme Rules. They just said she successfully defended.
Mm.
No mention of Bliss at all.
Moving on from that.
Moving on quickly, yeah.
When this match started, you can see my notes. This is actually the first high-profile chance Doudrop has got the show she can actually... Oh, God damn it! Eva yeah. Marie's coming! As soon as I wrote that Eva Marie's music hit...
Yeah.
Yeah, and that distracted Doudrop. Charlotte won with a natural selection.
And it wasn't just like the music distracted her and she went, what? It was her music hit and she walked out and she goes... Eva Marie, what are you doing here? Eva, you shouldn't be here. Why are you coming down the... I'm having a match. Why are you here? You shouldn't be... Oh, no, Charlotte! She got distracted for ages from that, and it was not very well timed. It's a bit annoying when your baby faces look really dumb, but that's just me.
Charlotte beat up Eva Marie as well.
Makes sense. Eva was seen in the spotlight. Charlotte was celebrating, and Eva Marie was like, hey, I'm amazing. And Charlotte was like, piss off.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, it's annoying because Charlotte gets to stand tall so much, but it does fit her character.
Oh, yeah, totally fits.
And then I'll just jump forward because we got a Goldberg message,
which
we'll talk about shortly. But Eva's still in the ring after that, and she's like, if I got Doudrop's opportunity, I'd be the champion right now. I can beat anyone. Good heel promo. Shayna Baszler comes out.
What a baby face.
Meant to be a heel. And destroys Eva. The crowd are loving it.
Mm-hmm.
She does the spot where she breaks the wrist in the steel steps. Pretty serious injury angle. We haven't seen Nia Jax after that happened last week. Eva's set, like, selling it with the, like, properly high-pitched screaming. A different kind of wrestling selling to normal. And the crowd chant one more time.
What a baby face. What are they supposed to do? Eva Marie has just cut a you people promo against the crowd, and then she gets beaten up. Of course they're going to like it.
Yeah.
Like, but that's not rocket science. If you want Shayna Baszler to be a heel, don't beat up Eva Marie. People don't like her.
I don't know what they were trying to achieve here.
Shayna Baszler's mean.
It's making me more excited for Shayna Baszler, but not really because they're doing any character work with her, but just because they're using her.
Yes. Yes, that's it. Yeah.
So I'm like, oh yeah, Shayna's being used.
She's actually being dominant. Whoa. I mean, crazy.
I don't really know what they're trying to achieve with this, but at least it's happening.
Yeah, and she looks cool again. That's something.
So, that's 2 weeks now. Next week, match against Charlotte, and then she can go away again.
And then she stops, yeah. It's fine.
We got the Goldberg message, which you wanted to title the podcast name after. I was that close to agreeing.
Jokingly.
I was that close.
But I did want to title the video Goldberg Curls a Baby.
Bicep curls. Curls is like a verb for doing a poo.
Bicep curls a baby.
When you put a spin on it at the end. You know the Mr. Whippy?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. The stereotypical poo. Yeah, that one. So Goldberg had video feed live via satellite. And in the background, really distractingly, can't tell if it was a photo or a painting. It's one of the two. You can see it was Goldberg's arm because it has the tribal tattoo.
Oh, was it actually Goldberg's arm?
It had the same tattoo. So you'd think it would be Goldberg, right? And distractingly, across his arm is a baby who's just lying there. Like some sort of monkey kind of lying across it, you know?
In the grip.
Like head, butt, legs and arms kind of dangling off it. And it's a photo or a painting of Goldberg bicep curling a baby.
Mm.
Really distracting. Is that supposed to be Gage? Is that Gage? Is that an old picture?
I don't know if he's got any other kids. It's the shot was specifically set up.
Like
so
that
is the only thing in the background you could see.
Yeah. Really distracting.
I mean, because Goldberg's promo was about, you have hurt my son, Bobby Lashley.
Yeah.
I'm going to come and I'm going to kill you. He literally said, kill you.
Sorry, I had just seen the chat just going, Gorg!
Gorg! Gorg! Baby Gorg. So it's like, I mean, would you ever have something like that in your house?
No.
Luke's thinking about getting
it. With Russell Baby.
Yeah.
No, it was just really weird. And then Goldberg said, let's talk man to man. He says via video feed. Makes sense? Yeah. And says he's going to kill Bobby Lashley. He said the word kill. He's going to, if I'm lucky, I will kill you.
Which is a banned word in WWE. So,
I mean, their banned list seems to change all the time.
Yeah.
They don't like Raleigh, North Carolina. Kill is fine.
I think it's like they've got rules for all the dorks who work for them.
Yeah.
And then the people they actually have to, you know, treat well because they're more part-time legend deal-based people like Goldberg.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you can say kill. You can say you're going to murder someone on TV.
Totally fine. Yeah.
And then the last thing is, because we've already spoken about the main event, was Rhea Ripley and Nikki, almost superhero Nikki, just did an interview backstage. Nikki wants matching outfits. Rhea doesn't want to wear blue. Nikki's good. Rhea is terrible.
How will they coexist? They can't agree on blue. I'm so intrigued as to where this goes.
Mm. But they're not doing the odd couple relationship well enough. Rhea's like, oh, you little scamp.
Mm-hmm. Blue's a great
little
color.
Scamp, mate.
Blue's a great color. On you. And then walks off.
Yeah.
How are they going to coexist, Ollie? Yeah. They can't agree on blue.
I think she should create a team with Shane Thorne.
Uh-huh.
And go full on Crocodile Dundee's.
Sounds awful.
No.
Yeah. No, it sounds awful.
Rhea Ripley can come out with the big hat.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Sort of shorts. Look, if Vince is going to go more sports entertainment,
mm-hmm.
I want more country stereotypes. And I'm,
sure.
You know, I welcome an English stereotype.
Yeah.
I can take it. How many rounds are there?
Do
that as well.
I've seen people be saying in the chat, just like, isn't that the point of an odd couple pairing? Is that they're supposed to like disagree on stuff? My argument would be they should be an odd couple pairing until they can get along. And they should be getting along because they're the champions.
No,
that's just me.
You can always have odd couple pairings. Look at Spock and Kirk. They agreed on very little, Pete, but that is a relationship that endures in pop culture memory.
Every Star Trek reference now because you've been watching it.
The problem here is that they have no chemistry.
Yeah, it's mainly that.
On-screen chemistry. It's a bad performance.
Yeah.
So that's the show. I gave it a 4 out of 5 by raw standards. It's one of the best shows of the year that they've done.
Yeah. I mean, there's the usual, as Tempest calls them, the negative ones throughout the show of the WWE style. It has its usual WWE quirks. But for a WWE show, this was pretty good. I would have also given it a 4 out of 5 by normal raw standards.
And because Luke's off, I have not done the poll. So we don't know what you guys thought.
I have done the poll. I just haven't done a screenshot.
That's okay.
So
walk us through the results.
Let's refresh this page and see what people thought of the show. We had 53% of people thought this was a 3 out of 5 show in average.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 21% said 4 out of 5. So definitely more weighted there. 11%, 2 out of 5. 10%, 1 out of 5. And 5% with a 5 out of 5.
So a skewed above average.
It's kind of like a mid to high 3 out of 5 is what we're looking at on the average there.
I think it's going to take a while of WWE doing shows like this to make people happy with them again. Because it was a year and a bit of just terrible, terrible programming.
I agree, yes.
Patreon! Go over to Patreon. You can make a pledge now.
Tomorrow, WrestleTalk After Dark. Exciting. Where a bunch of us just kind of get on a call and drink and chat nonsense for a while. It's a great show. You know, like the Christmas specials we do? It's that, but every month. So, more of that on Patreon tomorrow. And if you pledge at the $25 or above tier, get your own custom wrestling nicknames, and it gets read on a show like this one.
Thank you very much. Wingsuit Simpletons.
No, that's SmackDown.
Thank you very much. Always leave the crowd wanting Brian more.
Yes.
Whoa.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. The true Alpha Wolf.
Yeah. Colin McLeaner than Finn Balor.
Lovely stuff. Thank you very much. Billy Buner's Day Off. Woo. Thank you.
The mayor of Painesville, Dan.
Love Dan. Thank you very much, Dan. And their crazy Nut Behrend. I'd never know how to say that name, but thank you, regardless.
Knut. Let's get into your Ultra Chats. $5 or more, we'll read them out on air. Bacon Rasher. Hi, lads. I recorded Raw and watched some of it this morning. Hurt Business, great to see back. Are WWE going to do trios titles?
God, no.
Lol, seriously, though, give me Bloodline versus Hurt Business. Ollie, give Pete a pat on the back with him reviewing Raw. It's been okay.
Sweaty back. Come on, do it properly.
I'm the sash. I'm tapping the sash. LIW for life. Trios, I mean, I've always said, back from the early days, I think Raw should have tag titles, SmackDown should have trios titles. Use more people on the roster. It gives them a bit more brand distinction. It could be the other way around, I don't care. No? WWE do six-mans
You just love trios titles.
Yes.
I have zero faith in WWE keeping any sort of six-man teams together. They'll just break them up after 2 weeks and then be like, well, we've got two teams in the division now, so.
Bacon Rasher again. Hi, lads. Baszler is amazing and glad she seems to be getting a push, but worried, as always, with WWE on the 3 weeks. Although it looks like the badass gimmick again, hopefully she can beat Charlotte and reign for over 100 days, just like Pete. LIW for life. Mr. Kajili is our resident Alexa Bliss super fan, and he has gone on a 4-chat streak.
Jesus.
Here. Hi, guys. Well, it looks like Alexa has had enough of being the whipping girl and is taking a well-earned break. I just hope she's mentally and physically healthy and will be back refreshed to a huge pop, and whatever the gimmick is, I'm sure it'll be great.
She does always commit wholeheartedly to him.
Just wanted to ask if you'd book Alexa hopeful return, How would you do it? I'm for evolution of a character, so not going back to the old goddess, but a mix of the aggressive style of Twisted Goddess and the cool poise of the old goddess with no mask.
I would have a return at the Rumble, because reports are that she's going to be off for a few months. Mm-hmm. That would put her around Rumble time. I would either have the old Alexa back or some sort of new variation. I don't think she should be Lily Bliss anymore. I'm kind of over it. So, yeah.
I like Harley Quinn Bliss.
Yes.
No supernatural stuff.
And I don't think you need Lily for that. I think you can have Harley without the doll.
Yeah, I agree. Ever since that person said to us, though, wouldn't it make a cool mask? Mm. I can't stop thinking about it.
It would. I just think it's too fiendish, mm-hmm. and people would reject it.
Still, Mr. Kajili, it's going to be Wired, right? An old chat from me.
Weird.
Not about Alexa.
Whoa.
But here we are for a few months anyway. I think the heel Keith Lee is wise in the long run to prevent anything happening to him. A slower pace style, and I think he can make it work. Last one, why doesn't Ollie have a name tag saying Pete's little bitch? Heels are the best.
Maybe that's a work in progress. Great idea, Mr. Kajili.
Thanks, Mr. Kajili. 69 Intangibles, Sadie Deegan. Hey, dudes. Spelt with a Z. Sadie's cool.
Yeah.
Pete, congratulations for 100 days as the undefeated coolest champion. I'm actually getting excited for Shayna. I know I'm dumb, but let me dream about the return of NXT Shayna. God's favorite champion, Pete. LIW444 Life. The Gospel of Ollie. Put your hand on the screen.
God's favorite champion.
Tanruza. This was an interesting show. Not necessarily great, but not bad. I'm just waiting to see what happens after the draft. It is such a stalling time for WWE between the draft, Survivor Series, and Crown Jewel. Don't think many things will build at the moment.
Yeah, it's totally fair. I mean, I think they've got their big matches planned for Crown Jewel, like the Goldberg-Lashley stuff and Reigns-Lesnar. They'll build them. Everything else is going to be kind of filler, I reckon, between now. And Survivor Series will just be Raw vs. SmackDown.
We'll have Queen of the Ring,
and
reportedly.
King of the Ring. No, Queen's Crown Tournament, not Queen of the Ring, which is just a worse name than Queen of the Ring. Just call it Queen of the Ring.
The Raven Effect. Don't watch WWE. Do watch WrestleTalk. Question for you. In a completely kayfabe world, did they have a main event they just didn't do? Or did they start a show with no idea what they'd do and just figured something will happen? Hashtag support each other.
Okay. Tempest and I have mentioned this so many times. Understanding. Just take it out. Take out the understanding and you'll have a good time. If you think about it for more than 2 seconds, it doesn't make any sense. You're right.
Did you just say Tempest and you?
Yeah.
But that's me and you who have been saying the understanding.
No. We say that we talk about them not booking main events.
Right.
All
I
the
see,
time.
I see.
All the time they start a show with no main event planned.
I thought you called me Tempest out of reflex. Isn't that right, Luke?
I would never mistake you for Tempest. Let's make it just for clarity's sake, you're not my friend. You're my manservant. Just get that relationship sorted, all right? I gave you a sash today. Gave you a nice little present just for today. But you still have to take my orders. All right?
Jack Nichols. Velasquez hit the nail on the head about Hurt Business. Shelton and Cedric have had nothing to do for ages. And let's not forget they weren't exactly booked perfectly the first time around anyway. Poor Ricochet, by the way. They killed my sweet Prince Puma.
Oh, he's great, isn't he?
Talis P, is street fight one of the new banned words for WWE? Yeah, I guess that's what Sheamus.
Extreme
Priest
rules,
was.
No holds barred, street fight. They're all the same, but they didn't use any of them.
Ket, New Day, Hurt Business, and Bloodline. Is it 2021 or is it 1997? Gang warfare is back. Looking forward to these factions having good matches.
Hopefully, yes.
Well, they're split across two brands.
Yep.
So.
Probably not.
Probably not. Danny G, first Raw in a while and not too bad, actually. But I absolutely hate what they've done with Viper. She's a bigger girl, so give her a dancing comedy gimmick. It wasn't funny with Dusty, and it isn't funny now. She's far too talented for that good S-word.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not into the Doudrop character at all.
Nope.
Tem Rizza, also seeing Akira here was sad. I've seen him in Corican Hall 2 to 3 years ago. You'd have been with WWE.
I feel like they did some sort of special thing It might have just been like a Japan tour or something.
Put on a 30-minute classic. It's definitely not on WWE.
I feel like it was. I feel like I remember something. I couldn't give you any details on it, but I feel like there was like a special Japanese tour and they had loads of like Japanese stars go over to do like big matches kind of thing.
Hope he goes to New Japan strong and hope Ricochet goes to AEW or New Japan. Mm-hmm. Sheamus is brilliant and he releases after the draft. Support to Ollie.
What?
Shayna, thank you.
Support to Ollie. I could see some releases after the draft. It could be one of those things where they do the draft and Vince just goes, oh, forgot about this guy. Oh, we don't need him anymore.
Yeah, or like Nick Khan's coming up to him saying, oh, we could cut this person, this person, this person. It's been a month.
Yeah, sure.
Since the last releases. And he's like, well, you know, actually, we don't know what we're doing yet. Mm. Let's just wait until after the draft and then we can cut a load of people.
Sure.
Like, you know, when Ridge Holland came back, I was like, oh, you're still with the company?
Yeah. Ridge Holland's good.
Yeah, but like he's just disappeared.
He was injured.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he came back from injury.
Yeah.
He's a big lad.
And that's when they fire people.
Yeah, it's
when
true.
You're back from injury.
Yeah, because they remember about you. Yeah.
Talis P, do Bearcats have limits?
Who knows? I guess if he's not limitless anymore.
We'll find out. Nate S, violence is a banned word, but threatening to kill someone is all right. I picture Gorg doing a 90s Hulk-style promo. Eat your vitamins and curl your babies if you want to be strong like Gorg.
Can we make a curl your babies t-shirt?
Do you want to do the last few?
I shall. Charles Berg says, Ollie, I'm sorry, but these ideas are too fun not to share. Pete, I've got some dastardly ideas for you. Make Ollie make you a drink, then pour it out in front of him and make him clean it. Have him plug Warcaster. Make Ollie eat with only his feet. Sorry, Ollie. Some decent ideas there. Yeah, not bad at all. Jack Nichols says, celebrate good jam. Come on! Hell yeah. Love the Bunting lads. I'm actually watching live for a change with my hot wife and my daughter who's 18 months today. Compliments time. Chopper, that belt brings out the awesome in your eyes. Ollie, your hair looks peng AF.
Peng.
Loves. Thank you for that.
Who says peng?
Jack Nichols.
But thank
says
you.
Peng.
Thank you, Jack Nichols. I haven't heard peng for a while.
Brendan Irwin says, these people, 2 days as a manservant and you've already turned heel on us.
Yeah, it's just you don't understand the big words. I've got the big words in my arsenal.
Just have such a high IQ. You guys just don't understand. It's like Rick and Morty fans. James Handley says, when speaking of Gorg, we need to start talking about him as if he were a Lord of the Rings character. Gorg, son of Forg, Father Goldberg, father of Sorg, keeper of the crown jewels, and the spear to future talent. I like that.
Killer of the Almighty.
Killer of the Almighty. The Almighty Slayer. Yes. I was going to get up emails.
Oh, yeah.
But I haven't done that. So I guess I won't.
I could tell you about my journey to work
again. I was going to say, you have a very interesting story about your journey to work. Please, please enlighten us.
So I rode in on my bicycle. It's about a 25-minute cycle.
Mm-hmm.
But for my little tired post-pay-per-view legs, it was half an hour.
Yep.
And it ended up being an hour because I'm halfway along. And the bungee cord that straps the lock to the back of my bicycle snaps off.
Oof.
But I'm still moving for a bit. The bungee cord then gets tied up in the gears. And I get off and I pick up the lock thinking that's the only issue. And then I try and cycle off some more, tangling the bungee cord up more in the gear. And I was like, oh, no. Well, that's screwed. I've got to get it out.
Yeah.
So I sit down cross-legged in the middle of this path and I'm trying to like unpick it and it's not budging. And then it just starts crapping it down.
That's raining for people not from England.
God might like Roman Reigns. God did not like me in this little bit here. And like properly hammering it down with rain.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, well, there's an underpass over there, which is, you know, covered by a bridge. I'll go under there. I'll fix it there, out of the rain. But every time I moved the bike, it twirled it up more.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I continued to move the bike.
and it was not only, carry it.
Well, yeah, well, that's it. Like, yeah. I didn't think to pick it up.
Uh-huh.
I'm physically able.
Yeah.
But then I picked it up to do the last
big strong boy
bit. Yeah. It was just completely tangled up by then. And I didn't know how long it was taking. I was engrossed in the task at hand.
Mm-hmm.
Lost myself.
Yeah.
But we later worked out it was about 40 minutes.
Because you turned up to the office with me and Andy there, and you were like, guys, what time is it? I have no idea. We're like, 10 to 1. You're like, oh.
I left the house at 11:30.
Yeah.
And three good Samaritans, a family, out on a bicycle trip. Mm-hmm. Oh, someone's, Andy Datson's coming. It's
Mr. Randall. He's coming in for the opening bit, don't worry.
Well, yeah. he can also listen to my Journey to Work story again. This lovely gentleman,
mm-hmm.
who was, you know, much older, he said, don't worry, I've got a screwdriver. And he got a screwdriver out of his bag, he fixed the thing, and he went on his merry way. A sign of good Samaritanship.
Yeah.
In an underpass in London, which typically means that. So what happened, out of context, a guy came up to me in an underpass in London with a screwdriver out. you would go, wow, are you okay? Were you mugged?
I'd yeah.
say, shit, how dare you?
Uh-huh.
You pessimist. He helped me fix my bicycle. It was lovely. They cycled off. And then I continued to cycle and I saw a dog fall in the canal. and I got off the bike and was like, oh, no. Oh, this was my contribution to the help. Oh, no.
Oh,
oh no.
A dog.
And he had got the dog out already. But yeah, eventful.
I know it sounds terrible, but that does sound hilarious, of the dog falling in the canal.
Yeah, it was. My oh no was with a huge grin on my face. I'm not a dumb person.
No, it's fine. A very eventful journey. And Andy walked here in the rain and had to spend a solid 5 minutes complaining about it after you got here. And also had to put the fan on hot to try and dry your legs off for that. It was a good time, wasn't it, Andy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
To be fair, Andy and I both straddled the fan to heat our groins up.
Together.
Not at the same time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Same time.
We didn't wrap around it.
Well.
That's not how James Dyson invented that fan to be used.
Cuddle for more body heat. Dries it quicker.
He voted just Brexit. How it goes.
Unsurprising is what I'd call that.
I just want to put more controversy. I want Luke to come back and goes, why is there so many religious and political debates in all the podcasts?
Sounds like a great idea. The mods will love us. Anyway, that is going to do it for this episode of the WrestleTalk podcast. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. Really do appreciate it. Stay tuned for more content coming soon as we're in the build to Crown Jewel. Can't wait. Thank you very much for listening. We love you very much. Stay safe. Goodbye. Andy, can you do me a favor and press stop recording on OBS?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.